This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. In your heart and soul,
I don't hesitate. Welcome back. One question on the text lines. Does Jory Collins start next year for SLU? I think so. I think he gets the ball. 4 years later, Travis Ford takes it back. Jordan Goodwin, you're officially a two-guard. Fred Thatch, he'll play a 2-3, but Jory has the ball next year, I believe.
How about his coach, St. Mary's coach Brian Turner there? They told us, basically, they needed the scoring because we never thought of Jory as this dynamic scorer. I mean, he's over 30 a game on this run that they've been on, and he said he basically realized that's what we needed from him. Wouldn't it be nice to have that kind of talent? Like, you don't score a lot, but, yeah. Oh, we need you to. Okay, well, now I'll just start scoring 30 a game.
Now, do you know he has a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old little brother who everybody tells me they will be better than Jory, including Jory saying that. That they're just like ball-handling wizards, just unbelievable no-look passes, dominate every game they play in.
Have they been
surprising that Mizzou hasn't hired their dad yet.
Though. Oh, too soon. Michael Porter Sr., still part of the staff. Still assisting.
By the way, Hoff made a joke about that, but as a Mizzou fan, I 100% support that hiring.
No.
I support that personnel move by the Missouri basketball team.
You got one season 100%. Out of
100%.
I am full of accurate college basketball takes today.
And is Michael Porter Jr. suited up yet?
No.
For the will he just not play this year?
I'd imagine.
I don't think they'd bring him back. They're playing so well.
Was that a bad pick?
No.
Or something they're just banking on?
He's still only 20 years old.
For down the road.
Yeah, they're just banking on it down the road.
But
are you a really good season.
I know, but are you counting on him next year? At what point do you say that first-round pick is going to be contributing? And was it a Kroenke? Was it a Josh Mizzou pick?
Philadelphia had two top-three picks sit out their entire rookie years. I feel like if they get him meaningful game time – end of his second year, going into his third year, I think they're fine with that.
We're talking basketball. I guess he has to play.
All right, I brought this up. Hoff is playing it. Usually this is whenever the NBA is talked about, this music has to play. You know who plays this now?
Fox.
Yes, FS1 coming in and out of a college game.
The old NBC NBA?
Yes. The John Tesh music. This is identifiable with what? Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Bob Costas.
Marv
Albert. Yeah.
This is totally NBA on NBC Music, and now FS1 during college basketball is using this in and out of breaks. I'm sorry. It doesn't work. I'm sure they paid for the rights to do it. Love Fox, everything about Fox. They never do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can do that. Can you imagine the Monday Night Football theme all of a sudden would just be on CBS football? On a Sunday with Jim Nance, it doesn't work.
A lot of people don't know you have that, like, 4 o'clock game on Saturdays. Or you have a
Big East?
Yeah.
Well, they have the Big East Championship this Saturday night. With a team other than Marquette.
Villanova and someone else, not Marquette. Yeah.
Correct. I would bet $1 million it's Villanova against somebody.
Yes.
Sadly.
John Tesh, by the way, tweets out just little facts on his Twitter account.
Do you follow John Tesh?
No, but every now and again, I'll drive around on the weekends, and he has his radio show, and he usually will promote, like, weird little tidbits. And then I looked at his Twitter account just now, and do you know that you can save 40% on your grocery bill on average if you buy whole vegetables instead of the pre-cut ones?
Really?
Yeah. Think of the savings.
Okay.
I buy the whole care. Don't buy the cut-up.
I understand. I mean, I would have assumed, of course, that it is cheaper to do it that way, but we're lazy.
During a typical walk, the average dog spends 33% of the time sniffing.
Is he cutting into Larry King's territory here?
That seems low.
John Tesh, Connie Sulica?
I was going to say only Frank and I immediately will think. Is it?
Are they still married?
I'm going to say yes.
All right, let's see. I got it right here.
I think his radio show is kind of inspirational. I mean, much
that
like
too.
This,
yes.
Much like this one. But I think it's sort of a mindset, right?
You know, for a guy who's made fun of a lot, this guy's made a lot of money and had a lot of success. 6 Emmys, 4 gold albums, 2 Grammy nominations.
I've heard him on the radio as a guest before, and he's pretty funny and entertaining. And I think he knows that people have kind of mocked him over the years. I don't know. Why do people mock him? Just because his music is sort of lighter? I mean, what's to make fun of a John Tesh, right? I mean, I know he has been mocked over the years.
I'm learning a lot on his Twitter account.
Right. Do you have more fun facts?
I seriously am.
I'm not paying you guys to read fun facts for John Tesh.
If you ever feel chillier after a meal, research shows the digestive process temporarily directs blood away from our muscles and skin so we feel colder. So if you feel colder after eating, that's why.
He's sort of into pseudoscience here. I mean, he's getting beyond the dog sniffing. Now it's into a little bit of our health. He's venturing into Dr. Rick territory, and I don't like that.
Burglar-proof your home by planting cactus near windows. Experts say no thief wants to risk being gouged while trying to break in.
I think Dr. Rick should be tweeting random tidbits, shouldn't he? I wouldn't eat that at midnight. I really wouldn't.
I don't think your dialect is.
No, it's a little exaggerated.
Yeah, I like it.
It's like a little Brooklyn-ish or dopey-ish.
It's an exaggerated imitation, and it's probably not as flattering as it needs to be.
Speaking of the Porters, Jonte Porter is like in every mock NBA draft I see in the first round from like 15 to 22. All these people are thinking, well, he's got to go back and get. No, if you're going to be 15 to 22, you go. All right?
You get an extra file in the NBA.
That's right.
I also think that's the family history, there's a little bit of being injury prone. And if I'm him, I don't want to be a second-time injured player then trying to come out. If their stock is high now on him, if they believe in you, get out while you can, 100%. Now, if he did come back, which he shouldn't and probably won't, that team next year, how much better do you like that team if he's in that mix?
Oh, they're definitely NCAA tournament team. Yeah.
I mean, we've said it before, you know, guys, just because guys become sophomores doesn't immediately mean they're going to be better than they were as freshmen. But Javon Pickett, Xavier Pinson, Mark Smith, if these guys develop another year, there's no question about where, you know, I mean, these guys are already doing great things as young players. And if you add in a guy like Jonte who can play the pivot, can rebound, can pass, can shoot, what else do you want?
But if they don't have Jonte back with a good recruiting class and Drew Smith and Mark Smith and Torrance Watson and hopefully Tillman, that they're probably picked to finish eighth again in the
right.
SEC.
Yeah, probably. And another thing on Jonte, I think you have to also look at the weight of the drafts. And this is supposed to be a draft where after the top five guys, it falls off really and it stays about the same level until about 20. So not the kind of draft where he's going to get pushed out. He might even get picked a little higher, and if he would get injured again, God only knows what a good draft 2 years from now where it could push him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Before another injury happens, and unfortunately for the family, they do seem to have some injuries pop up. If I'm him and they're saying you're a first-round pick, I 1,000% get out while I can.
Just imagine the surgeries they've had. Like the one girl, Sierra, I think she had three. And another girl had one of the.
She medically retired until she came back.
Yeah. So she's had three. Michael's had at least two. That's five. Jonte's had one. That's six. And nobody's over 21 years old.
And the reports of pain for Jonte in previous, like.
The tendonitis in his knees. Yeah.
Yes. Tendonitis in the knees.
And I'm rooting for all of them. It'd be great. Anything for the Mizzou brand, if those guys do well at the next level, it's great. Although we decided, didn't we settle on Columbia native, when we talk about Michael
yes,
Porter
Jr., that's the best way to do it.
We couldn't
it's
say
our closest cop out.
You don't think three games constitutes being an ex-Tiger?
We can't quite say former Mizzou star or Mizzou. I think Columbia native with a pit stop.
Michael Porter, who appeared in three games for Mizzou.
Yeah, it could get a little wordy.
Little wordy.
Do you still say, when it's Max Scherzer and you show a player or two for the Nats, do you still say Mizzou Zone?
I say Parkway Central. From time to time. I say Parkway Central more than Mizzou.
And do you That's have? Smart. Do we have to say it at this point? I mean, like at this point, do yes. most people know that?
No.
I do. I mean, I do the same thing. Every once in a while, I say Mizzou. Sometimes I say Parkway Central. There's probably somebody watching like, oh, that guy went to Parkway Central, and you're like, you think everybody knows?
Yeah.
That. It's like the president when Donald Trump speaks, or any president at the time. Do you really need to put their name on the screen?
Well, what do you say when Pamarun scores?
Oh, I say the Pride of Oakville all the time. Like last night when he got in that great fight.
Pride of Oakville, yeah. Because I also
probably should have said fight.
Former bandit.
That's right.
I don't know if that would resonate outside the Strickland household.
All right. Do you want to tell us about Hot Shots?
Yeah, opening day is upon us, Frank, and Anheuser-Busch. Budweiser wants to send you to the home opener against the Padres. You visit any of Hotshot's 11 area St. Louis locations to enter for a chance to win drawing at the end of the month. And, of course, there are great Budweiser specials at Hotshot's throughout the week on Tuesday and on Saturday, pitchers and bottles. Check it out at any of the area 11 Hotshot's locations.
All right, and the Gatesworth is one of our great sponsors. They offer the finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for your mom or your dad or your aunt or uncle or grandma or grandpa, There's no better place than the Gatesworth. It's like one big cruise ship. All they do is have great meals and activities. They go on excursions. They have movies. To be one McKnight Place. One McKnight Place. 170 in Del Mar, the Gatesworth. And what do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
Strick will be here. Our Wednesday visit with Andy, fresh from the rink, a little Blues hockey conversation. On deck here, we're at the Home Loan Expert Home Studios here. He's getting ready for the Baton Death March.
Strick or Ryan?
No, Ryan. Strick's on the Blues Death March. This is a different deal. So Ryan's raising awareness for that event. We'll tell you more about it. We continue live here from Brentwood on 590 The Fan.